刚才吃饭的时候啊
，Just now at a dinner time，
我的儿子看我们大家都在吃火鸡。
My son saw that all of us were eating turkey meat。
他说：“这个哦哦，他说吃火鸡啊会叫人打瞌睡。
”And then he goes, "Oh oh, eating turkey would make you drowsy."
他说：“因为这个火鸡里面有个东西叫做 tryptophan。”
Because in turkey meat you have something called tryptophan.
我不知道什么东西啊。
I don't know what it is.
他说这个东西啊会叫人这个打瞌睡。
But it does make you drowsy, sleepy.
所以等等你们睡觉了，这不是我讲到把你讲睡着了。
So if you're all taking a nap, it is not because my servant.
啊，不过我也吃了。
But I ate it myself.
哇，感谢主，我相信主的恩典够我们用的。
I thank the Lord. I believe His grace is sufficient for us all.
弟兄姊妹，从早晨一直聚会到现在啊，我想很多人可能相当疲累。
Brothers and sisters, since you have been meeting since the morning until now, I believe many of you are tired now.
愿主用复活的大能托住我们。
May the Lord sustain us with this resurrection power.
我要继续和弟兄姊妹们来交通忠心。
Now I'd like to continue to fellowship with you on faithfulness.
我们知道这是在末了的时代一个很迫切的一个呼召。
We know that this is such an urgent calling in this very end time.
主回来的脚步非常的临近。
Because the Lord's footsteps is so near.
这整个世界都在变动。
All the world is changing.
我想这些兆头已经足够能够提醒我们。
And all these signs are enough to warn us, to remind us.
但是神要得着忠心的人。
However, our God wants to gain faithful people.
因为只有忠心的人能够成就神的旨意。
Because only faithful people will fulfill His will.
所以今天晚上呢，我们继续的来看。
So tonight, let's continue to consider this subject.
那晚上呢，我的这个重点呢，集中在摩西。和当时以色列的百姓他们怎样建造会幕这事。
Now this evening's sharing will be focused upon Moses and all the Israelites, how they build the tabernacle.
好，我们先请弟兄姊妹来读几处圣经。
So first, let's read a few passages.
我们先来看看这个希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第五节
Verse 5
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠为要证明将来必传说的事
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward
第八章第五节
Chapter 8 verse 5
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候蒙神警戒他说你要谨慎做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式
Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle for he said see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain
提摩太后书第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2
第二节
verse 2
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的也要交付那忠心能教导别人的人
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also
这里有一句话叫做要交托那些忠心的人。
Commit these two faithful men.
好，我们看出埃及记。
Now let's read Exodus.
出埃及记第三十一章。
Chapter 31.
第一节到第六节。
Verses 1-6.
耶和华晓谕摩西说看哪、啊、犹大支派中户尔的儿子乌利的儿子比沙列我已经提他的名召他 我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以镶钱，能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。我分派但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工，凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, indeed, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you.
35章
Chapter 35
第四节和第五节
Verses 4 and 5
我想为着时间的缘故，我们就读第五节的上一半就可以。
Now for the sake of saving time, we'll just read the first half of verse 5.
摩西对以色列全会众说，耶和华所吩咐的是这样，你们中间要拿礼物献给耶和华，凡乐意献的，可以怎样怎样。
And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take from among you an offering to the Lord, whoever is a willing heart, and so on.
第十节
Verse 10
你们中间凡心里有智慧的，都要来做耶和华一切所吩咐的。
All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded.
25和26节
Verses 25 and 26
凡心中有智慧的妇女亲手纺线，把所纺的蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻都拿了来，凡有智慧心里受感的妇女就纺山羊毛。
All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom spun yarn of goat's hair.
三十节到三十五节
Verses 30-35
摩西对以色列人说，犹大支派中户尔的儿子孙子乌利的儿子比沙列耶和华已经提他的名召他，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明、知识，能做各样的工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以镶钱，能雕刻木头，能做各样的巧工。耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵明，能教导人。耶和华使他们的心满有智慧，能做各样的工，无论是雕刻的工、巧匠的工，用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻绣花的工，并机匠的工，他们都能做，也能想出奇巧的工。
Verse 30, And Moses said to the children of Israel, See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.And he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels, for setting in carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. And he has put his heart, in his heart ability to teach in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan,He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work of the engraver and the designer and the tapestry maker in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine linen and of the weaver, those who do every work and those who design artistic works.
第36章第一节和第二节
Chapter 36, verses 1 and 2.
比沙列和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧的，就是蒙耶和华赐智慧聪明，叫他知道做圣所各样使用之工的，都要照耶和华所吩咐的做工。凡耶和华赐他心里有智慧而且受感前来做这工的，摩西把他们和比沙列并亚和利亚伯一同招来。
And Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work.
第四十章
Chapter 40
第十七节到
十八节 Verses 17 and 18。
第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。摩西立起帐幕，安上带卯的座，立上板，穿上栓，立起柱子。
And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up.So Moses raised up the tabernacle, fastened its sockets, set up its boards, put in its bars, and raised up its pillars.
34节和35节
34 and 35。
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting, because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
早晨我们曾经和弟兄姊妹交通道。
This morning we shared with you all.
主要求我们的忠心。
On that, the faithfulness that the Lord demands from us.
建立在我们与他之间的三种关系上。
It's based upon the three relationships that we have with him.
我不知道青年的弟兄姊妹能记得吗
？I don't know if our young people would still remember them.
哪三种关系
？What are the three relationships？
第一个是什么
？First is
夫妻关系上。
The marital relationship.
那么第二个呢
？Second.
朋友的关系上
Friends relationship
第三个呢
Third
主人和仆人的关系上
This is the relationship between a master and a servant
我们知道在这三种的关系里面都是要求忠心的
We know amid these three relationships God demands faithfulness
所以我们和主之间有这三种的关系
Therefore we have these three relationships between us and him
所以主不仅他自己是信实的
Not only is our LordFaithful,
那么他要求我们忠心也是合理的。
And also, it's reasonable on his part to demand us to be faithful.
我们讲的在这三种的关系上。
We mentioned that in these three relationships.
一个夫妻的关系要求我们忠于他的名。
In a marital relationship, that God demands us to be faithful to His name.
教会是羔羊的妻。
The church is the bride of the Lamb.
所以我们在他的名下。
Therefore, we are in His name.
我们要忠于他的名。
We have to be faithful toward His name.
我们讲到主和我们之间也有朋友的关系。
We also mentioned that there is this friend's relationship between Him and us.
这个朋友的关系乃是讲到他的自己。
This relationship speaks of Himself.
我们要忠于他的自己。
We have to be faithful toward Himself.
我们讲到我们跟他有主人和仆人的关系。
We also mentioned that we have this relationship of between a master and servant.
我们需要忠于他的托付。
Therefore, we have to be faithful toward his entrustment.
我们要忠于他的旨意。
Have to be faithful toward his purpose.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
真正的忠心必须包括这三件事情。
The real faithfulness always is composed of these three things.
忠于他的名。
To be faithful toward his name.
忠于他的自己。
To himself,
忠于他的托付
and also to his commitment.
这个才是完整的一个忠心
And then this is a complete faithfulness.
今天有的时候我们讲到我们要向神忠心
Today, sometimes when we mention that we have to be faithful to God,
我们不知道如何向神忠心
And then we don't know how to be faithful to him.
有很多的时候我们以为说我们发热心我们在这里鼓舞大家这个气势很高我们觉得我们 向神忠心。
Sometimes we're on fire and we encourage everybody to be zealous and then we feel we are faithful.
不过圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us clearly
我们需要忠于他的名。
That we have to be faithful to his name.
我们需要忠于他的自己。
Himself.
我们需要忠于他的托付。
And also toward his entrustment.
我们也讲到在教会历史上面。
We also mentioned that in the church history.
有很多人忠于主的名。
Many people are faithful to the Lord's name.
但不一定忠于主的自己。
But they don't necessarily are faithful to the Lord himself.
啊，就像我们在地上这个国家这个部队里面。
Just here on earth among the armies.
我们常常讲我们要忠于领袖。
We say we have to be faithful to the leaders.
有很多的时候呢我们说忠于那个领袖你从来没见过他面。
But many times you have never seen the leaders yourself.
你只不过听到他的名。
You only hear of their names.
你忠于他的名你跟他这个人根本没有关系。
But you have no contact with these leaders.
弟兄姊妹们今天在教会中好像有很多人也是这样。
Today, in today's church, it seems so many people are like this.
他们可以为着主的名做很多的事。
For the sake of the Lord's name, they could do many things.
但是他们个人和主之间呢，从来不发生好像和一些什么关系。
But they never have this personal contact with the Lord.
我们晓得主不会以这个为满足。
We know that the Lord will never be satisfied with this.
那我们知道在教会历史中也有很多人呢，他们真的是和主个人之间建立亲密的关系。
In the church history, we also see so many people who have built this personal relationship with him.
他们实在是爱主。
They really love the Lord.
他们在生活里面除了主之外，他们也不要别的，好像。
In their life, they don't want anything else except the Lord.
你看，从中古时期就出现很多这样的圣徒。
You see that starting from the medieval time, we have seen so many saints like this.
特别在奥秘派，所谓奥秘派的里面。
Especially in the denomination of the mystics.
那么很多的这些人呢，他们真是个人和主之间建立很亲密的关系。
So many people really have formed this intimate personal relationship with the Lord. They, of course, they are also faithful to His name.
但是他们从来都不知道什么是神永远的旨意。
But they never knew that what's the Lord's eternal purpose.
他们也从来不知道主建立教会到底这个意义是什么。
Neither would they know what's the purpose for God to build the church. They don't know what the church's way is.
也不知道如何活在所谓基督身体的这个情。
They don't know how to live in the body of the church, the Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们只是个人和主之间有很亲密的一些。
So brother and sister, personally they have this intimate relationship between them and the Lord.
但是我们知道神不以这个为满。
But God is never satisfied with this.
因为我们的神是有计划、有目的的神。
Because our God has His plans, has His purpose.
他呼召我们不仅是来到他的名下。
He calls us not only to come under his name.
他也不仅叫我们个人和他之间建立一些亲密的关系。
Not only to form this personal intimate relationship.
神还要在我们的身上成就他的美意。
God also wants to work in us his good will.
所以我们必须明白什么是神的旨意。
So we have to know what God's purpose is.
我们也必须在神的这个托付上面要尽忠心。
And we have to be faithful to his entrustment.
所以一个真正的一个完整的忠心。
So this complete faithfulness
必须包括这三件事情。
Includes all these three.
我再说。
Let me say it again.
忠于他的名。
Be faithful to his name.
忠于他的自己。
To himself.
忠于他的托付。
And also to his entrustment.
你看在旧约时代中。
You see in Old Testament time.
在摩西的身上。
In Moses.
这三方面都是完全。
All these three were made complete.
当然在旧约时代我们要找一个侍奉主人的榜样，那一定是摩西。
In Old Testament time, if you want to find a person who served the Lord, that must be Moses.
摩西的经历非常的完全。
Because his experiences are so complete.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你从摩西的身上可以看见。
So brothers and sisters, you could see this in Moses.
他是一个忠于主的名的人。
That he's the one who's faithful to the Lord's name.
他是一个与主之间有亲密交通的人。
And he has this intimate fellowship with the Lord.
他更是一个忠于神托付的人。
Furthermore, he is the one who's faithful toward God's commandment.
我们读出埃及记的时候
As we read, Exodus,
我们知道因为当时他犯了一个错误所以他离开埃及到旷野里面住了40年
We know that because he makes one mistake so he leaves Egypt and he stays in the wilderness for 40 years
到他80岁的时候
When he is 80 years old
那么神呼召他出来去带领以色列百姓出埃及。
God calls him to come to lead all Israelites out of Egypt.
在出埃及记第三章。
In Exodus chapter 3.
13、14节。
Verses 13 and 14.
摩西第一次首先就问到说神啊你的名字叫什么
Moses first asked the Lord's name. What's your name?
他说当我要去带领这些以色列百姓的时候，他们会问神，你说神，神的名字是什么呢？
When I'm about to lead all these Israelites, God, what is your name?
因为在埃及被称作神的太多了。
Because in Egypt there were so many gods.
你说的神到底是哪一位呢？
So you say your God, who are you?
那么就在那里，神把他的名启示给摩西。
Right there, God reveals his name to Moses.
我个人相信啊。
I personally believe.
这恐怕是神第一次把他的名启示给人。
This is the first time God has revealed his name to man.
神说我是自由拥有的。
I'm who I am.
那个意思就是我是耶和华。
That means I am the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我个人相信摩西恐怕是第一个知道神的名字的人。
So brothers and sisters, I personally believe that Moses probably is the very first person who knows God's name.
但是也许你会问说，我们在创世纪里面不是已经读到了有一些人好像他们已经知道耶和华吗？
Maybe you would ask, didn't we read in Genesis that many people who have already known God's name?
好像在先祖里面赛特他们已经奉耶和华名祷告呢。
Like Seth, in one of the forefathers, he's already prayed in the name of the Lord.
但是请我们记得。
But please do remember this.
创世纪是摩西写的。
Moses wrote Genesis.
所以我相信恐怕在他的先祖的人中间并没有人知道神的名字是什么。
So I believe among Moses' forefathers, nobody would know God's name.
因为你读出埃及记第三章的时候啊。
When you read chapter 3 of Genesis.
如果这个名字已经是被以色列人所知道的，那摩西不应该不会知道，对不对？
If this name is already known to all the Israelites, then Moses, that's impossible for him not to know God's name.
至少他的母亲会告诉他说，我们所相信的神是耶和华，对吧？
At least his mother would have told him that the God we believe in is the Lord, Jehovah.
像摩西这么聪明，有智慧的人。
Moses is so smart and so learned.
他怎么会不知道呢？
How could he not know?
所以可见在这之前，
So before this,
神还没有把他的名字启示给任何人过。
God hasn't revealed his name to anybody yet.
是摩西后来写创世纪的时候。
Now later on when Moses wrote this Genesis,
那么他就把先祖们所拜的那一位就讲到是耶和华。
He wrote that the very God that the forefathers worship is the Lord Jehovah.
因为这个名呢，要跟天下的那所有的假神要有分别。
Because this name should be separate from all the false gods on earth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在西奈山脚下，神把他的名启示给摩西。
At the feet of Mount Sinai, God has revealed his name to Moses.
我们看见以后摩西的侍奉里面，他向着这个名忠心。
And then later on we see Moses always faithful to this name.
所以在摩西五经里面。
So in the five books of Moses.
这样的话很多，耶和华说，
对他说。Words like this appear so many times. Thus says the Lord.
耶和华晓谕他。
The Lord says to Moses.
他多次提到神的名。
Many times Moses mentions the name of God.
他是一个奉神的名说话的人。
Therefore Moses is the one who speaks in the name of God.
他是一个忠于神的名的一个人。
He is the one who is faithful to his name.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你会看见在忠心的事上，第一个要求我们必须要忠于主的名。
So in the matter of faithfulness, you see the very first thing is we have to be faithful to his name.
我们再说，从我们得救的那天开始起。
Let me say it again. Starting from the day we are saved. 主已经
把他的名托付给我们。
The Lord has already entrusted his name to us.
我们不仅可以奉这个名祷告。
Not only do we pray in this name.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要忠于这个名。
But brothers and sisters, we have to be faithful to this name.
我们不能羞辱这个名。
We shall never put this name to shame.
我们不能背叛这个名。
Nor should we betray this name.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
摩西是一个忠于主名的人。
Moses is the one who is faithful to God's name.
摩西不仅忠于主的名。
Not only is he faithful to God's name.
摩西也是和神之间有亲密交通的一个人。
He's also the one who has this intimate fellowship between him and God.
在出埃及记第33章那里记载。
Exodus 33, we read.
那里说呢，当时呢，摩西呢，因为以色列百姓他们 有过一次犯的大重大错误之后
，There after Israelites made such a big mistake
啊，所以摩西呢，他就把他的帐幕呢搬到这个以色列营盘的外面去。
Therefore Moses moved his tent outside of the camp.
他自己搭了一个小帐篷在那里。
He built a small tent for himself.
他就称这个小帐篷为会幕。
And he called this tent a tabernacle.
那很奇妙的。
Amazingly,
神就常常在这个小帐幕里面呢。那么向他显现，对他说话。
God often spoke to him and revealed himself to Moses.
所以每一次当摩西回到他的帐幕去的时候
，So every time when Moses went back to his tent,
所有以色列人都站在他们自己的帐幕面前。
All Israelites stood by their own tents.
他们看见神的荣耀降在那个会幕上。
They saw God's glory come upon the tent.
所以大家都在自己的帐幕前面，这个帐篷前面俯下拜。
Everyone would fall down on their faces and worship.
然后圣经说。摩西跟神之间讲话，好像朋友一样的讲话。
And the Bible says that our God spoke to Moses as friends, talked to friends.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
摩西可以作为神的朋友。
Moses could be God's friend.
他跟神之间有亲密的关系。
Because he had this intimate relationship.
我想今天呢，在我们的生活里面呢
，Today in our living，
亲密的交通是非常重要的一件事。
Today in our life is extremely crucial for us to have the same intimate relationship.
很可惜，很多神的儿女们呢。忙碌到一个地步，好像没有什么多少时间给主。
It's quite a shame many of God's children are so busy that they do not have any time for God.
我们地上的朋友很多。
We have so many friends on earth.
我们就是跟神之间建立不起这个朋友的关系。
But we cannot form this friendship with Him.
这是多么可惜的一件事。
It's quite a shame.
弟兄姊妹，主愿意做我们的朋友。
Brothers and sisters, our God wants to be our friend.
他愿意跟我们之间有亲密的交通。
He wants to form this intimate relationship.
我们应该常常有时间跟朋友在一起。
We should have time to stay with this friend.
我想我们都有经验，很多时候我们就找我们的好朋友的时候，心里很快乐，对不对啊
？I believe we all have this experience. When we go to see our friends, we're so happy.
跟好朋友在一起吃饭，谈天，哎呀，心里很快乐。
When we eat with our good friends and we chit chat, oh, we're having a great time.
但是我们有没有花一点时间和这一位好朋友谈谈话
？But do we ever spend some time to talk to this good friend of ours？
所以摩西啊，他弄了一个小帐幕、啊，在这个整个以色列营盘之外。
So Moses raised up this small tent outside of the camp.
他就在那里跟神之间呢，两个像朋友一样相交。
There he communed with God like friends.
所以我们可以看见。
So we see it here.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
摩西。不仅是在神的名下
，Not only is Moses in God's name，
不仅忠于神的名
，Not only is he faithful to God's name，
他跟神的自己有亲密的关系
，But he has formed this intimate relationship with God himself。
我再说，这是非常重要的一件事。
Let me say it again. This is extremely important。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要不管我们周围有多少的人
，Regardless of the people around us，
我们要把这一位当作是我们。最亲密的朋友。
We have to regard this one as our most intimate friend.
所以一个基督徒啊
，So a Christian，
在生活中花一点点的时间来亲近主是非常重要的事情。
Should spend some time to be drawn near to our God, and this is very important. I really thank our Lord.
在我年轻的时候
，When I was young，
因为在我周围有很多爱主的弟兄。
Because there are so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord around me.
这些年长弟兄姊妹实在为我们做了美好的榜样。
And these elderly brothers and sisters really held out a good testimony.
这些侍奉主的人，他们个个跟主之间呢有亲密的交通。
Each one of them had such an intimate relationship with the Lord.
所以我们很年轻的时候，我们受他们的影响。
Therefore, when we were young, we were so greatly impacted.
所以我们都是有样学样的。
Therefore, we just follow their examples.
所以很多时候常常喜欢夹本圣经，带本诗歌啊。
Sometimes we would like to hold a Bible and hymnbook.
找一个没有人的地方。
And we would go to a place where nobody would be there.
哎，自己在那里跟主之间有交通。
And there we would have some fellowship with our Lord.
虽然那个交通啊，这个是很浅薄的。
Although that fellowship was really shallow.
哎，有的时候也会进入很好的情况。
But sometimes we did enter into such wonderful conditions.
我有好多次啊，在一个个人与主的交通里面呢，哎呀。 经历我从所未经历的一些情形。
Many times in my personal fellowship with the Lord, I had experienced something that I had never experienced before.
主实在怜悯我这个年轻人。
The Lord was truly merciful to me as a young man, as I was in fog all the time.
但是呢，神实在很爱我。
But my God really loved me.
所以有很多时候在那里读点圣经，唱点诗歌，哇。这个灵里面真是像满了骨髓肥油一样，里面的喜乐是满溢出来的。
I was reading the Bible, singing hymns. It feels like my heart was filled with this fatness, and I was so elated.
我非常感激那一班带领我们的年长的弟兄。
And I was so grateful for those elderly brothers and sisters who led us.
今天呢，很可惜，好像在教会里面连这样的榜样都很少了。
It's quite a shame today. We don't even see an example like this.
你看见的工人呢，都是忙忙碌碌的，冲进冲出的。
All the workers you see, they're all busy, in and out, running over.
所以这些工人冲进冲出，这弟兄姊妹也冲进冲出的。
Therefore, when the workers rushing in and out, so do all the brothers and sisters.
所以没有多少人真正的有一个安静的心在主的跟前。
Not too many people would have this quiet heart before the Lord.
甚至我们有时候来聚会的时候啊，
even sometimes when we come to the meeting,
好像我们心里面都是很浮躁的。
Even our hearts are unsettled.
我们都像马大。
We're all like Martha.
这个心里愁烦。
And we are grieved within our hearts.
很多事情挂在里面。
And we have so many worries within us.
我们很难得安静坐在那里。
It's very hard for us to sit quietly.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我早年碰见一些爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们不是这样。
In my early days, when I met some brothers and sisters, they were not like this.
你看，聚会一开始，他们都很安静地坐在那里。
When the meeting started, everyone was sitting there quietly. Everyone was drawing near to God. Their hearts were ready. No wonder their meetings were different. Brothers and sisters, we really feel that today's time seems to be changing. Brothers and sisters, we really don't have these many times to sit before Him. We're simply rushing in and out among different meetings. It seems that God wants to talk to us with one or two words, but we don't have ears to hear. Just as mothers try to talk to their children, but all the kids are running away.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这不是一个正常的情
形。This is not a normal condition.
摩西背负着两三百万以色列百姓的责任。
Now Moses bore the responsibility for 2 or 3 million of Israelites.
但是他非常注重他个人与主之间这个交通。
But he emphasized very much his personal fellowship with the Lord.
所以他用那个小会幕在那里跟神有交通。
Therefore he set up this little tabernacle and had fellowship.
哎呀，这个非常重要。
This is so important.
因为他在那里得着耶和华的小谕，耶和华对他如此说。
Right there, he received what the Lord wanted to tell him. Thus says the Lord.
他就知道怎么样来服事。
And he knew how to serve.
他知道怎样在神的百姓中间出入。
And he knew how to go in and out of among all the Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的主何等愿意做我们的朋友。
How much our Lord desires to be our friend.
何等愿意跟我们有点交通。
How much he desires to have fellowship with us.
所以我们不仅忠于他的名。
So not only should we be faithful to his name.
我们要忠于他的自己。
We have to be faithful to himself.
我们真的盼望在这个忙碌的生活里面。
We really hope that in this hectic life.
弟兄姊妹，你要尽量的能够找出时间跟主之间有交流。
Brother and sister, do as much as possible, find time to fellowship with him.
当然有的姊妹告诉我们啊，没问题，我的一面炒菜也一面祷告。
Some sisters would say, oh, this is no problem. Well, I'm cooking, I'm also praying.
有个姊妹跟我讲，我一面开汽车，一面祷告，一面唱诗，也很快乐。
And a sister once told me that while I'm driving, I'm praying, I'm fellowshipping, and I am joyful.
当然这也很好。
Of course, all these are wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时间给别人，给别的事情，为什么没有时间给主呢？
Brother and sister, if you have time for other things to, for other people, why is you don't have time for your Lord?
所以你要忠于他的自己。
So you have to be faithful to himself.
你必须跟他建立亲密的关系。
Then you have to form this intimate relationship.
朋友之间是要求忠心的。
Now, among our friends, we demand, faithfulness.
我想犹大呢，所以会出卖主啊。
The reason that Judas betrayed the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说他爱钱。
The Bible teaches us that he loves money.
所以呢，我们的主也非常大方，主说好，钱包就归你管。
So our Lord was very generous. He said to Judah that you keep the money back.
所以他虽然跟在主的身边，
so although he followed the Lord,
但他常常的时间都是数钱，
but a lot of time he was simply counting money.
他根本没有把心摆在主身上，
his heart wasn't in the Lord.
所以到最后呢，30块就把主卖掉。
So in the end, 30 silvers sold out his Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我想这个不是笑话。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a joke.
在我们的生活中，这很真实。
This is so real among our lives.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
愿主用他的爱吸引我们。
May our Lord draw us with his love.
愿我们的爱也吸引他。
And may our love also draw us.
我们要与主之间建立亲密的关系。
Let's form this intimate relationship with him.
所以在旧约时代中，摩西也算得上神的朋友吧。
So in Old Testament time, Moses is counted as God's friend.
神能够，人能够跟神之间彼此交谈，像朋友，你想想看，这是什么样的一种景象？
Imagine what the condition would be when man can talk to God as a friend.
我们的神多伟大！
How great is our God!
多圣洁，多公义！
How holy, how righteous!
我们见到他，我们恐怕都要害怕。
When we see him, we must fear.
但是只有站在朋友的地位上面，没有惧怕了。
But only standing in the position as a friend, we would not have this fear.
在旧约时代中，
In Old Testament time,
摩西就已经进入这样一个美好的境界。
Moses is already entered into such a beautiful condition.
所以在教会历史上，
So in the church history,
也有的圣徒被称作是神的朋友。
Many of the saints are called God's friends.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个经历我们应该牢牢地守住，不应该轻易地放弃它。
Now we should always hold fast to this experience. Never let it go easily.
但是
But,
我们仅仅和神之间做了朋友够吗？
Is it enough if only we have been friends with him merely?
我们看见摩西不仅是神的朋友。
We see it here, Moses is not only God's friend.
圣经告诉我们说，摩西也在神的全家诚然尽忠。
The Bible states also that Moses is faithful in all of God's house.
因为神还有神的托付。
Because God also has his commission.
这个托付乃是关乎到神的整个伟大的计划。
And this entrustment concerns the God's great purpose.
他在神给他的托付上面尽忠心。
And Moses is faithful on this very entrustment.
所以摩西被称作是神的仆人。
Therefore Moses is called God's friend, servant.
弟兄姊妹，他忠于神给他的启示。
Brothers and sisters, he is faithful to God's revelation.
他也忠心地把所得着的启示教导给下面的人。
And also faithfully he would teach other people.
所以在摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及的那段时间里面，
So during the time when Moses led all the Israelites out of Egypt,
成就了神创世以来的一件大事情。
He had accomplished this great matter before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道当以色列百姓出了埃及以后，
We know Israelites after they left Egypt,
他们三个月之后来到西乃山脚下。
After 3 months, they came to the feet of Mount Sinai.
这个时候大概距离神创造亚当了，可能有1500年差不多。
It's about 1500 years after God had made Adam.
在1500年之后，神在地上的第一个大的行动。
After 1500 years, the first greatest movement on earth.
因为在西乃山上，神把他创世以来的荣耀的心意启示给他的仆人摩西。
Was that he revealed his heart to Moses ever since the foundation of the world?
当然，我们知道，我们读出埃及记的时候看见。
Now, as we read Exodus, we see it here.
首先呢，神在以色列人还没有出埃及的时候，
Before Israelites left Egypt,
神在西乃山上面对摩西个人已经做了一个重大的启示。
Now, on Mount Sinai, God had already given Moses this great personal revelation.
那个重大的启示让我们看见，就是神造人的目的。
That revelation allows us to see what's God's purpose to make man.
所以摩西有一天看见荆棘火焰。
So one day Moses saw this burning bush.
我们知道那个荆棘就指的我们这些天然人的天性说。
We all know that burning bush speaks of our natural man.
一个侍奉主的人就是火焰烧在荆棘上。
A man who serves the Lord is the bush and being burned in fire.
我前不久好像在伊士领和弟兄姊妹们有这样交通过。
I think not a long ago I shared with the brothers and sisters at Isling Church.
我说我们每个人都是荆棘。
I mentioned that each one of us is the bush.
所以我们呢刺过很多人。
Therefore, we pricked so many people.
我们也被很多人刺过。
And also, we have been pricked by others.
这个荆棘碰荆棘的，那只有彼此相刺了，对不对？
That's the only thing that would happen when thorns are coming to meet each other.
不管你的个性有多好。
No matter how good your character might be.
我曾经讲过，我跟我姊妹两个在一起，我是比较硬，她是比较软。
I mentioned once before that when I and my wife are together, I'm the one who's hard and my wife is the one who is soft.
但是软的也有软刺。
But even so, she has a soft pricks.
当然我刺她可能是比较痛的。
Of course, if I prick her, it probably hurts more.
但无论怎么样，我们都是荆棘。
Regardless, we're all thorns.
我说后来当摩西把以色列百姓带出埃及后，来了一大团荆棘，对不对？
And after Moses led out all the Israelites, there came along a lot of thorns.
是荆棘不要紧。
It's okay to be thorns.
但是有神圣的火焰在上面的时候呢？
But as long as this holy flame is upon it.
弟兄姊妹们，神就启示告诉我们，我们这些人啊。是神所要用的。
God reveals to us, brothers and sisters, we are the people whom God wants to use.
但是必须有神圣的火焰在。
However, we need this holy flame.
神就对摩西讲。
Then God said to Moses,
你只不过是个荆棘。
You're just a bush.
啊，是神的火焰降在荆棘上。
Now this is God's flame that comes upon the bush. Then you can serve God.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那么后来就神就打发他到埃及。把以色列百姓带出来。
Then God sent Moses to Egypt to lead out all the Israelites.
再次来到西乃山脚下的。
Now once again, when they came to the feet of Mount Sinai,
神就在西乃山上做了重大的启示。
There on Mount Sinai, God gave this great revelation.
我没有去过西乃山。
I've never been to Mount Sinai.
但是呢，我看过那个照片。
But I've seen the pictures.
啊，那个西乃山实在不怎么样。
It's really not much of a scene.
啊，它不像很多山那么高大青翠，很多树。
It's not like other mountains were so tall with luxuriant trees.
因为它是在沙漠里面的一座山，是一座是灰土山。
It's just a mountain in wilderness full of the all of clays and dust.
弟兄姊妹们，当你看见那座山的时候啊。
Brothers and sisters, when you see this mountain,
你觉得说神怎么会这么伟大的神，怎么会选这么一座山呢？那么来做事。
How could a great God pick such a mountain to work his works?
这个世界上漂亮的山很多。
There's so many other beautiful mountains on earth.
怎么老是找这么个秃山在上面这个做大事？
Why did he pick such a barren mountain to do some great things?
这神的作为啊，我们实在是难测。
So it's really hard to understand God's great deeds.
弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细的读圣经。
Brothers and sisters, if you read your Bible very closely,
发现这么伟大的神,
you will see that such a great God,
他在这个地上做事情的时候,
as he works on earth,
出人意料之外,
it's always beyond our imagination.
他的作为都不像我们人的想象。
His deeds, his words are not what we could imagine.
我们人看为很不好的, 他神就在那里做事情。
Things that we deem terrible, God will work there.
按照我们来想的话，神要做事情应该在一种很伟大的场合里面，很美丽的地方。
According to our thoughts, God would work His work in such magnificent, wonderful conditions.
所以这里启示我们神的作为。
So here it reveals to us God's work.
神根本不在乎地上的事情是什么样的。
God doesn't care about the earthly matters.
所以我们这些人呢，很在乎这个地上的。
But we as people, we care about them.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
We thank God.
在这么一个光景的里面。
Right in this kind of condition.
神把他创世以来的心意。
God has revealed His purpose to Moses that was before the foundation of the world.
我们知道在那个山上,
we know on the mountain,
神把律法启示给他们。
God gave the law to them.
告诉他们神是怎样的一位神。
And telling them what kind of God they had.
然后神把会幕的样式启示给摩西。
And also He showed the pattern of the tabernacle to Moses.
啊，这个会幕呢，解释了神全部的心意。
And this tabernacle simply explains all of God's purpose.
然后神在那里宣告了以色列整个民族要成为祭司的国度。
And there God proclaimed that all the Israelites will become the kingdom of priests.
神要拣选每一个以色列人做祭司。
God wanted to choose every single Israelite as his priest.
我们知道这几件事情 都是在创世以前就隐藏在神心中的。
We know all these things were hidden in God's heart before the foundation of the world.
为什么在这个时候才启示出来？
Well, why is it at this time God revealed them all?
因为神终于得着了一个团体。
Because finally God had a group.
在这之前，虽然有很多的先祖们跟神之间的关系也不错。
Before this, although some of the forefathers had a good relationship with God.
但是圣经告诉我们，神永远不以个人为满足的。
But the Bible asserts that God has never been satisfied with individuals.
这个团体才是神的心意。
A whole group, the whole corporate would become his heart.
整个起来侍奉他，这个才能满足他的心
意。Only when God has again such a group that to serve him, then he would be satisfied.
所以为什么是摩西把以色列百姓带到西乃山脚下的时候，神得住了这个民族，神才把他重要的心意启示出来。
And this is why after God led all the Israelites at the feet of the Mount Sinai and then revealed his heart to them.
所以神就叫他们在这个山底下，那么开始按照山上的样式来建造会幕。
So at the feet of the mountain that they would build this tabernacle according to God's will.
所以这个会幕呢，是以色列百姓呢大家共同一起把它建立起来。
So this tabernacle is built up by all together by all the Israelites.
我们读出埃及记的时候，
As we read Exodus,
我们常常会强调山上样式的重要。
We often emphasize the importance of the pattern shown to them on the mountain.
但是我们忽略了山下中心的那个重要。
However, we neglect the faithfulness at the feet of the mountain.
如果光是有山上的样式，
If we only have the pattern on the mountain,
而没有山下的建造，
and we do not have this building up at the feet of the mountain, God's heart is never satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神把他的心意启示出来是非常宝贵的一件事。
This is such a precious thing that for God to reveal his heart.
但是如果在他的百姓中间不能实行的话，
But if it cannot be carried out among his people,
神的心还是不能满足。
God's heart will continue not to be satisfied.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
摩西得住了山上的样式。
Moses has now received the pattern on the mountain.
那么他也按照神的吩咐去呼召神的百姓。
And also according to God's commandment, he now calls the people.
啊，结果我们看见山下的百姓呢，他们就按照山上的样式，那么起来建造。
Therefore, all the people at the feet of the mountain, they rose all together to build up the tabernacle according to God's will.
但是我们知道，这个山上的样式在地上建造的时候，它中间还有一个过程。
We also know that there is a process for this pattern on the mountain to be carried out.
在这个第十九章到二十三章
，From chapter 19 to 23，
神把摩西先叫到西乃山上说，把十诫和一些诫命啊，一些节期，那么告诉了摩西。
First, God called Moses up to the mountain and gave him all the commandments and also the feasts.
这是摩西第一次上西乃山。
This is the first time when Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
然后到了第二十四章的时候呢
，When we come to chapter 24,
神就再一次呼召摩西上西乃山。
God called Moses once again up to the mountain.
这一次有四十昼夜。
Now this time, 40 days and nights.
啊，我们记得我们曾经讲过。
I mentioned this before.
神已经忍耐了1500年。
God had been patient for 1500 years.
因为他在地上要寻找一个人。
Because he was looking for a man.
他要得罪一个团体。
He was looking for a group.
终于在这里有一个人是合适的。
If finally a person was the right one. Finally,
是他可以托付的。
A group that he could entrust his heart.
神就说摩西你上来。
Therefore, God said, Moses, come up.
到了山上之后，神就用云彩把整个山把它遮住。
When he came up to the mountain, God would cover the whole mountain with the clouds.
啊，所以神就给摩西力量。
God gave Moses strength.
啊，神说啊，好了，你现在也不要睡觉，也不要吃了。
Now, okay, don't sleep, don't eat.
啊，让我好好的把我的心中的意念统统告诉你。
I'll just pour out my heart onto you.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的交通啊！
Oh, brother and sister, what kind of fellowship this is?
你有与主交通的这个经历吗？
Have you ever communed with God like this?
有时候我们有一点点的交通，我就快乐得不得了了。
Sometimes with just a little bit of fellowship, we're so happy.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有真正与主交通的经历啊，那你真的是很兴奋的。
Brother and sister, you would be really excited if you really have this kind of fellowship, this kind of experience.
那是摩西跟神之间交通四十昼夜。
That time Moses fellowship with God for 40 days and nights.
啊，不需要吃，不需要喝，也不需要睡觉。
He did not need to eat or sleep.
哇，这是何等的经历啊！
What kind of experience this is?
神就在那里把他心中所要的那么一五一十的通通告诉了摩西。
There, God shared his heart with Moses and told him exactly what's on his mind.
但是因为这次在山上时间太长了。
But because this is, took too long.
山下的百姓没有耐心。
So the people at the feet of the mountain were, became very impatient.
他们左等右等，摩西也不下山。
They were waiting again and again. Moses never came down.
他们就去找他的哥哥亚伦。
Therefore, they just went for Aaron.
他说呢，那个摩西啊，不知道怎么了。
That Moses, we don't know what happened to him.
你给我们弄个神带着我们走吧。
Why don't you make us a God and lead us on?
结果他们犯了一个重大的错误。
And they made such a tremendous mistake.
就在神的眼前，在西乃山下造了金牛犊。
Right before God at the feet of the mountain, they made this golden calf.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是非常危险的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we know this is such a dangerous thing.
神不是人。
God is not man.
你在他的眼前犯这么重大的罪。
You committed such a sin before his eyes.
神可以在刹那之间把以色列人全部都把他毁灭掉。
God could have in one instant killed all the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，所以那个时候情况非常的危机。
So brothers and sisters, at that time, the situation was so urgent.
非常的紧张的。
It's so, so, so urgent and nervous at that time.
所以神赶快跟摩西说，你快快下山吧。以色列百姓就在那里犯罪了。
God told Moses, "Go downstairs, go down to the mountain. All your people were sinning."
所以摩西拿着神所给的两块法板。
Therefore, Moses had these two tablets.
啊，下山的时候啊，那个约书亚跟着他。约书亚说：“哦，这个山下好像这个有打仗的声音。”
When Moses came down with him, Joshua came down with him. He said, "Oh, there was some kind of war."
哪里是打仗的声音？他们在金牛犊的跟前吃喝跳舞玩乐。
But this is not a sound of war. But all the people were eating and drinking and having fun before the golden calf.
摩西一看就知道事态严重。
Moses, upon seeing this, knew something terribly wrong.
在山上跟神有交通啊。
Because he had this fellowship with God.
他就知道在神的眼前犯这么大罪啊。
He knew such a big sin committed before God.
这个对整个以色列全族来讲，这是一个非常危险的时刻。
Would be such a detrimental moment to all the Israelites.
所以呢，摩西就把这个法板摔碎。
Therefore, Moses shattered this tablet stone.
然后用这个磨把那个两个金牛犊把它磨成粉。
And he ground all the golden calf into ashes
and
threw them all over the water, added them to drink. And right away Moses came back before God.
弟兄姊妹，那是很叫人动容的一幕。
Brother and sister, that's the very thing that would really touch your heart. Because it is such a dangerous moment.
神如果在那个时候
If God at that time
他有一点点的行动，整个以色列族就全部都完了。
Had any action, then all the tribe of Israel would be destroyed.
恳切的祷告。
Therefore, Moses prayed earnestly before the Lord. Asked for God's forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹们，苦苦的哀求。
Brothers and sisters, he simply prayed so earnestly.
感谢神。
We thank God.
摩西终于挽回神的心。
Moses finally restored God's heart.
因为摩西是神的朋友。
Because Moses was God's friend.
弟兄姊妹们，每当教会遇见重大难处的时候，
Whenever the church comes to some tremendous situation，
如果教会中有一些人，他们跟主之间有亲密的关系，
If there are certain people who have this intimate relationship with God，
他们跟主之间有美好的交通，
If they have this wonderful fellowship，
这些人可以挽回，
These people can restore the church。
如果没有摩西，
If there was no Moses，
我想那一次以色列人恐怕就恐怕要被神毁灭。
I believe that time God would have totally wiped out the tribe.
神还对摩西说：“你让开。
”And God said Moses, "Away from me, then let me abolish the whole tribe."
弟兄姊妹们，摩西苦苦的哀求。
And brothers and sisters, Moses simply prayed so fervently.
感谢神。
We thank God.
摩西站在这个破口上。
Moses standing at the breach.
堵住了那个危机的那个情形。
He simply turn around, this is such a dangerous time.
所以在那一次的里面，我们知道
，In that time，
以色列人本来全族可以做祭司的这个希望就没了。
Now the whole Israelites could have become the priests, and then that hope was gone.
所以利未家被拣选。
And then the house of Levi was chosen.
只有亚伦家的人能做祭司。
And then only the family of Aaron could be priests.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们看见，在以色列百姓失败之后
，After Israelites failed，
那么到了三十四章的时候
，In chapter 34，
神就重新的让摩西做了两块石板。
Once again, God made asked Moses to rebuild two stones, tablets of stones.
律法写在石板。
Once again, God wrote His laws on the tablets.
那么经过这个失败之后
，Now after this failure，
弟兄姊妹们，到了三十五章，我们才看见以色列百姓才开始建造会幕。
When we come to chapter 35, we see that now Israelites are were ready to build the tabernacle.
所以这个中间呢，曾经出现过重大的危机。
So in between, there was such a tremendous, dangerous crisis.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为摩西站在两罩之间。
Because Moses was standing between two.
挽回了整个局面。
And restoring the whole phenomena.
那么当他们开始建造这个会幕的时候
，When they started building this tabernacle.
我们看见那里哈，首先有两个重要的原则，基本原则我们需要守住。
First, we have to hold fast to these two basic principles.
这个在新约时代中啊，教会的建造。也是同样需要的原则。
These are the same principles that could be applied to the New Testament time when we build up the church.
第一个就是要求以色列的百姓献上礼物。
God demanded all the Israelites to bring all the offerings.
他们要奉献。
They need to make some offering.
你这个时候你会看见以色列人的光景啊，这个是很清楚的。
Here we could see very clearly of the Israelites' conditions there.
因为他们从埃及出来的时候啊
，Because when they left Egypt.
是神的命令叫他们向埃及人要所的金银。
It's God's commandment to tell them to ask for gold and silver from Egyptians.
这本来不是他们，对不
对？ And this is not theirs.
哎，等于是神借着埃及人给他们。
Is God gave to them through Egyptians.
所以现在神要他们把这些东西奉献出来。
So God told them now offer all these things.
所以那等于是说把神所赐给他们的当作礼物的献给神。
They are simply use what God had already given them to God as gifts.
所以今天我们奉献呢也是这样。
It's the same principle that applies to our consecrating today.
我们是把神所给我们的当作礼物的献给神。
We are giving as a gift to God what God has already first given to us.
如果你有这样的一个眼光
，If you have this kind of insight,
奉献对你来讲就不是难事。
Now offering is not a difficult thing.
你想一想，有什么东西不是神给我们的呢
？Think of this. Is there anything that's not given to us by Him?
所以我们归还给神是理所当然的。
So this is the right thing to do. Simply giving what He has given to you to Him.
当你把这个归还给神，神还把它当作礼物收。你看。多看重你啊。
When you give this back to God and God sees this as gifts to him.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在新约时代中也是这样，当基督的身体被建立的时候，必须你我把自己献上。
In New Testament time, when the body of Christ is being built up, first we have to offer ourselves.
没有这个奉献。
Without this consecration,
神的家是不能建立的。
Now God's house will never be built.
这不仅是说我们外面这个会所，我们需要弟兄姊妹们的财务上的奉献。
It's not only about financial contribution to build this building only.
更重要的是基督身体的建立。
More importantly is the building of the body of Christ.
我们需要过奉献的生活。
We need to lead a consecrated life.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不懂得奉献
，Brothers and sisters, if we don't know what a consecration is,
神的心就没办法成就。
God's heart will never be fulfilled.
我们一直把我们自己，把我们所有的都抓在自己的手里。
We always hold tight of whatever we have.
那么神如何来做呢
？How can God work?
并且你抓在你的手里，到最后。有一天你死的时候，你什么也带不去。
And also, when you clench everything in your heart, when you die, you can bring nothing along with you.
所以求主救我们脱离自己的愚昧。
Oh, may the Lord deliver us from our foolishness.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把自己献在主的手。
Brothers and sisters, let's all consecrate ourselves into His hands.
并且那个时候，我们看见百姓们的奉献呢，他们是甘心乐意。
But also, we see all this consecration is done so willingly.
为什么甘心乐意
？Why is it they do it all willingly?
只有因为你有爱，你才会甘心乐意。
Because
对不对
they have this love, only love can make you do so.
爱神的家。
Because I love the Lord, love His house.
奉献对你来讲是非常乐意的一件事。
So this offering is some joyous thing.
我记得曾经跟你们讲过，有一个弟兄啊，他的那个见证。
I remember I shared this with you once about a brother's testimony.
他从前做一点小生意。
He used to have his own little business. At that time, it's hard for him to make money.
他说有一次啊，他赚到五千台币。
So at one time, he said he He made a profit of 5,000 Taiwanese currency.
那几十年前五千台币还蛮多的。
Now, decades years ago, this is a lot of money.
哎呀，心里实在是爱主。
Oh, he so loved the Lord.
所以趁着平常不聚会的时候，一个人偷偷的跑到会所里面去。
So when there was no meeting, he went into the building by himself.
他说那五千块的台币啊，他说那个奉献箱的口太小了。
And because of the offertory chest, the opening was very small.
他说用手这么敲进去。
He had to pounding all the money.
他说那个时候一到聚会里面，一看见奉献箱就摸口袋，看看有没有什么东西可以奉献。
At that time, he said, whenever he went to the meeting place, he would try to search his pocket to see if there anything he could offer.
心实在是爱主。
Oh, his heart loved the Lord so much. Loved God's house.
盼望神的家兴旺。
Oh, he wished so much that God's house would flourish.
后来呢,
and then later on, his spiritual state went down.
结果呢,
and then at this time, he became so wealthy.
很多钱,
he had so much money.
所以后来我就看他的时候,
when I saw him,
你知道我看他, 他心里很难过,
and he was sorrowful when I saw him.
他流着泪对我讲,
he was crying with tears.
他说我从前那个光景已经不再回来了。
My past condition would no longer return. Now I have too much money.
他说我看见奉献箱了,
but when I saw this offertory chest, I didn't want even to put in $10.
所以这个甘心乐意是根据那个爱。
So this willingness is based upon this love.
你看有很多说我们把我们的好处给我们所爱的人的时候, 哎呀,给得多容易,巴不得他要,对不对?
See how easy it is for you to give all your good things to those whom you love.
弟兄姊妹们,有很多时候奉献就显出我们的光景。
Brothers and sisters, so many times this consecration will show our real condition.
到底我们的心是在哪里?
Exactly, where is your heart?
我们真正爱神吗?
Do we really love our God?
我们真正爱神的家吗?
Do we really love His house?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
所以呢,百姓们在那里呢,奉献。 他们甘心乐意。
All the Israelites made this offering willingly.
所以这是今天呢，在神的工作上所建立的第一个重要的原则。
This is the first important principle as we do God's work.
第二个重要的原则。
Now the second important principle is.
当他们还没有开始建造整个会幕的时候，
Before they started building this tabernacle.
那么神就要求他们呢，再一次。
God demanding them that they keep Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹，在神的工作里面，安息是第二个重要的原因。
Brothers and sisters, in God's work, Sabbath is the second principle.
第二个重要的因素。
This very second most important element.
我觉得今天很多侍奉主的人呢，很忽略这个点。
Today, many people who serve the Lord overlook this point.
就拼命地做工啊,
we simply busy ourselves with work.
做到一个地步啊,
to such extent, we've lost all our rest.
自己弄得焦虑不安,
and we personally become so restless. And even all the brothers and sisters are like this. Even the whole meeting.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is not God's work.
如果是神的工作,
if it is God's work,
他有一个标志,
then he has this sign that is rest.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, how could you obtain this rest?
那是因为在你的工作上，你全心的信赖神。
Because in your work, you totally depend on God.
我们讲过，信心是忠心的一个根基。
We mentioned that faith is one of the basic foundations of faithfulness. Today, as we work God's work, to believe in Him, to allow Him to be the Lord.
让他来负所有一切的责任。
Let Him take all the responsibilities. Then you will see He will supply all your needs.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当初神把这个安息给以色列的百姓。
In the very beginning, when God gave this rest to Israelites, actually it was a blessing.
啊, 每七天就叫他们休息一天。
Now, every 7 days, they would take a rest.
圣经对这个安息的要求啊，就是说完全休息。
Rest means to rest totally.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神爱他们的。
Brothers and sisters, because God loved them.
神还不仅给他们安息日。
Not only did God give them the rest, but also the year of Sabbath.
哎呀，如果今天你老板放假给你放一年呢，你更开心死了。
Would you be happy if today your boss give you a whole year's vacation?
啊，对不对啊？
Isn't that so?
但是呢，这么好的一个福气。
But such a blessing.
却成了犹太人最难守的东西。
Became the very one for Israelites that is hardest to keep.
可见犹太人是一个不安息的民族。
So we see the Israelites were a people of unrest.
守安息日他们已经不容易了。
It's already hard for them to keep the Sabbath.
守安息年的话更不行。
It's even harder for them to keep the year of Sabbath.
想哇，这一整年都不做事，这个牺牲太大。
Imagine this: for the whole year you would do nothing. Isn't that quite a cost?
坐下来算一算，这一年可以赚多少钱呢
？You would sit down and count. Oh, how much money could I make the whole year?
这一年都不做事情啊，那这个不行啊。
If we do not work the whole year, how could that be?
所以他们一再的犯这个安息年。
Therefore, they continue to break the Sabbath.
所以最后神叫他们还债，对不对
？In the end, God asked them to return whatever they owe.
神也算。
And God also makes some counting.
一年没安息，两年没安息，七十年没安息。
Now they do not observe the year for 1 year, 2 years, for the whole 70 years. They did not observe.
神就说好，把你们通通弄到巴比伦去。
Okay, I will send you all out to Babylon.
还七十年安息的债。
You have to pay back this debt of 70 years of Sabbath.
连这个地都受不了了。
Because even the land would not stand it.
真的，我们今天呢，你看这个社会就是这样。
See, today, the world is just like this.
尤其到今天这个时代中，大家拼命的赚钱，赚钱赚到一个地步，这个地都受不了。
Especially in today's world, we just try to make money, even the land could not stand it.
我记得从前我回台湾哈。
I remember I used to go back to Taiwan.
有一个地方的橘子很好吃的。
And they were origins in a particular place. They were really good.
哎，这几年呢，我在问他们，这个橘子没有了。我说为什么没有了呢
？And these years, I asked them, what happened to the oranges? They just disappeared.
啊，有一个懂得农业的人告诉我。
A person who knew the agriculture.
他说他们为着要这个赚钱呢。
Told me that because they wanted to make money.
哎呀，拼命的教那些果树啊，生果子。
They did whatever they could to make the fruit of trees to grow.
用到一个地步啊，这个地里面的营养都吸干了。
They use the land too much to such an extent that all the nutrient in the land is all dried up.
所以那个地方啊，一个橘子也结不出来。
Therefore, in that place, not a single orange could be produced.
弟兄姊妹，我们不安息啊，这个地也不安息。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not have rest, nor would the land have.
那么今天呢？在侍奉上面
，Today in the matter of servicing，
一个真正懂得侍奉神的人是安息的人。
He who really knows how to serve the Lord knows rest. God does not want the work of unrest.
所以我们要学会在主里面得安息。
Let's learn to have this rest in the Lord.
我要再说哈，这个得安息也不是懒惰。
Now let me say it again. To have this rest doesn't mean to be sluggish. Not that you do nothing.
因为到了新约时代中间呢
，When we come to New Testament time，
我们晓得真正的安息是里。
The real rest comes within.
不是外面。
It's not something outward.
哎，所以有你看，有的人很奇怪，一放假呢更不安息。
Some people are quite strange. When they come to the holidays, they become even more unrestful.
好像有时候上班还安息一点。
It seems sometimes they would have more rest when they go to work.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要学习在里面有安息。
Brothers and sisters, let's learn to have this rest within.
真正要学到一个地步，就是啊，这个手忙心不要忙。
You have to learn to such extent that maybe your hands would be busy all the time, but your heart should not be busy.
我们的心永远摆在主那里。
We forever will place our heart before Him.
当然，有的时候我们也需要一点身体的休息。
Of course, sometimes we do need some rest for our body.
所以下次等你这个礼拜六和礼拜天放假轻松一点的时候，要多花点时间亲近主。
Therefore, next time on Saturdays and Sundays, when you have the days off, spend more time to draw near to your God.
这个安息呢，是讲到我们弃绝我们自己，全心信赖神。
Rest means to deny all our beings to trust in God.
只有会想安息的人，才能够殷勤的侍奉主。
Only the one who enjoys this rest can diligently serve God.
所以，当以色列百姓要开始建造会幕的时候
，When Israelites were about to build this
tabernacle,
now we see these two important reminders.
然后我们下面看见，他们就开始。来这个建造会幕。
Now they were about to build this tabernacle.
摩西把山上的样式带下来。
Now Moses brought down from the mountain the pattern.
然后在以色列支派里面，神拣选了两个人。
And then among the Israelite tribes, God chose two people.
一个是比沙利，一个是亚和利亚。
Bezalel and Aholiab.
神就把摩西就把他从山上所得的样式，教导这。
And then Moses taught these people the pattern that he got from the mountain.
摩西不仅自己是忠心的,
Not only was Moses faithful himself,
他也能够交托忠心的人。
He also entrusted what he had to those faithful men.
弟兄姊妹,在主的工作上面,要能交托忠心的人,这是很重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, in the matter of the Lord's work, it is very important to entrust all God's work to the faithful man. We see these two people are talented and very, very wise. But we thank the Lord. Their gifts were controlled by the revelation. They never left God's heart simply to develop their own design.
教会的工作
Now the church work
应当是受意象的支配
is also ruled by the vision.
啊，我们必须有意象
We have to have this vision.
我们必须看见神要什么
We have to know to see what God wants.
我们在这里的配搭服饰才会有真正的意义
Then our working together would have real meaning to it.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
摩西得到启示
Moses received this revelation.
他是忠心传递这个启示
And faithfully he committed this to others.
但是这些照着启示来做工的人
And those who worked according to this revelation also learned to deny themselves. So they came up with this beautiful thing of working together. Bezalel in the tribe of Judah.
圣经讲说呢，他是这个耶户尔的儿子。
The Bible says that he is Hur's.Grandson, and who is Hur?
我们知道，在出埃及记第十七章啊。
We know in Exodus 17.
约书亚在山下打仗。
When Joshua was making the war downstairs,
摩西拿着杖上山去祷告。
At the feet of the mountain, and Moses was raising up his rod up.
举杖从山下就打胜仗了。
Well, when he raised up his rod, the battle down.
结果这个战事很久，所以摩西的手发酸了。
Was winning, but because the battle was so long, Moses' hands were tired.
所以旁边就有两个人帮他扶住他的手。
Therefore, two people there were holding up for him.
另外一个是户尔。
One is Hur, the other is Aaron.
啊，这告诉我们户尔是一个敬虔爱神的人。
So we know Hur was the one who loved the Lord, very devoted to God.
在祷告上扶持摩西的。
In the matter of praying, he held up Moses.
那么这个比撒列呢，就是他的后代。
And Bezalel is his offspring.
所以是一个敬虔的后裔。
So he is a very devoted, pious descendant.
所以我绝对相信呢，一对那个父母好好的爱主啊。
So I firmly believe that parents, if you love the Lord dearly, you would greatly impact your children.
这里告诉我们，神就提名召他。
And then here the Lord says.God called him by his name.
弟兄姊妹，不是他的自愿啊，神提名召他，神
Brothers and sisters,
提名召他就神选。
He did not do it willingly, but God called his name. God chose him.
他不仅是蒙召的，他也是被选上。
Not only was he called, but he was chosen.
那么其实在新约时代中啊。
But actually in New Testament time.
我们每一个人都是蒙召，也是被选。
Everyone was of us is called and also is chosen.
神提我们的名召我们。
God called our name to call us.
那么神就用他的灵充满他。
And God filled him with his spirit.
我们知道侍奉神呢，没有灵是不行的。
We know when we serve God without spirit, it can never be done.
今天教会的侍奉跟外面社会的做工不一样。
Today, church service is so different from the outward working.
教会的侍奉是凭着灵。
The service of the church is based upon the spirit.
神的灵充满他。
So the spirit of God filled him.
那我们多次讲过，神的灵充满就是整个人被圣灵来接管。
We mentioned this so many times. When you're filled with the Spirit, that means your whole being is controlled by the Spirit.
他的灵刚强有力。
So his spirit was strong, was powerful.
所以在新约时代侍奉神也是这样，需要丰盛的膏油。
So likewise, in the service in New Testament time, we need the fullness of anointing of the Holy Spirit.
不仅神用他的灵充满他。
Not only would God fill him with the Spirit.
神也使他有属灵的智慧。
God also gave him the spiritual wisdom.
圣经说神使他有智慧。
The Bible says that God made him wise.
就是他不是用天然的智慧，他乃是用神给的智慧来侍奉神。
That says that he did not use natural wisdom, instead the wisdom from God.
这也是今天地上教会非常大的难处。
And this is also a great problem in today's church on earth.
人的智慧大量充斥在教会的里面。
Because man's wisdom is so permeated throughout the church.
好像真
正从神的智慧来的东西不太多。
And then it seems the real wisdom that comes from God is rare.
弟兄姊妹，我们要做神的工，我们必须要用神的智慧来服侍神。
Brothers and sisters, for we to work God's work, we have to use His wisdom to serve Him.
因为神给他的智慧呀。
Because God gave him the wisdom.
可以使启示变为实际。
In order him to make the revelation into reality.
今天神把异象给了摩西。
Today God had already given the revelation to Moses.
这些接受摩西指示的人，他们有个智慧，能够把神所启示的变成实际的一个操作。
Those who were instructed by Moses would have this wisdom to turn this vision into reality.
今天在教会里面非常的需要这样的。
Today in the church, we really need things like this.
我在各道各处都在，尤其我们中间很多弟兄姊妹，我们多年听过很多很宝贵的信息。
Now I've been to all the churches, and all the brothers and sisters have heard so many precious messages throughout the years.
但是回到实际的生活侍奉里面时候都不能用。
But once they go back to the reality of their service, it seems none of that would work.
我们不会把那些原则运用在我们的侍奉上。
We don't know how to apply those principles to our services.
好像我们缺少了一种智慧。
As though we lack certain wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不能把神的启示用人的智慧来实行，是做不到的。
So brothers and sisters, you will never carry out God's revelation by man's wisdom.
神也给他聪明。
And God also gave him understanding. He was able to choose.
他也会反应。
And he was able to respond.
神还给他知识。
God also gave him the knowledge.
就他自己不仅懂了，他还能够传递给别人。
So not only he himself knew all this, he also would convey everything to others.
所以我常常觉得在教会里面呢，如果有的弟兄姊妹呢，哎，听懂了某一些的一种启示的道，然后透过他的认识，有一种知识能把这些道呢再传递给别人，这是很重要的。
So I often feel that in the church, this is very important for some people who would understand the word of revelation, and with this knowledge, he would convey it to all others.
在安提亚的教会里面
，at the church at Antioch，
圣经说他们有几个先知和教师。
The Bible says that there were certain prophets and teachers.
教会中需要有先知。
So God, in the church, we need the prophets
能够解释神的话，能够释放神的话语
who release God's word.
但是教会中还需要教师
but also we need teachers among the churches
能够解释神的话语
to expound God's word.
这样子弟兄姊妹大家都能明白
So now we all understand this.
并且他们还有恩赐能做各样的工想出各样的巧工也会制造
And also they would have all the wisdom to work all the artistic work, to work all the workmanship.
神也没有单独让他一个人做工，神再给他一个同伴。
God did not ask Bezalel to work alone. He gave him a companion.
所以但支派里面的亚和利亚伯是他的一个同工。
From the tribe of Dan, Aholiab was his co-worker.
所以在工作上面呢。
So in the service.
神永远喜欢我们能有配搭。
God always pair us up.
神不喜欢我们单枪匹马做事情。
God does not want us to work as a lone ranger.
所以工作不能单独。
So you can never work alone.
那个时候呢，神本来这个亚和利亚伯就蛮有智慧，神就使他更有智慧。
Now this Aholiab had wisdom already, and God made him even more wise.
圣经说他会雕刻，他会雕刻东西。
The Bible says that he could engrave.
他是个巧匠。
He was a very good artisan.
并且呢，很奇妙，他还会绣。
He was even able to embroider.
啊，我们晓得，平常都是这个妇女啊做这个绣的工作。这个弟兄会绣，会刺绣。
But we know that often women do this embroidery, but this brother could do it.
啊，那么我们晓得刺绣呢是一种非常精密细致的工作。
We know this is a very delicate, very fine work.
就讲到他不仅手很巧啊。
So this tells us that not only he was very handy with fingers.
他的心思也是非常的细密。
And also his mind was very fine, very delicate.
在教会的侍奉上，人是不能粗心的。
In the church, service, men should not be very rough.
啊神的工是很细致。
Because God's work is always delicate.
尤其我们服侍弟兄姊妹。
Especially when we minister to brothers and sisters.
那是很细致的工。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a fine, delicate work.
不仅这样，我们看见那个说，凡有智慧的人、受感的人，大家都一起来。
Not only so, we see at those times that all those who were stirred up, they would come together.
这里不仅弟兄有份，姊妹有份，有很多有智慧的妇女啊。
Not only brothers were part of it, but also many women, wise women were part of them. They would spun the yarn by their hands. We know all these yarns were to make the tapestry in the tabernacle. Of course, so I do not have time to go into detail of each one.
啊, 这里有蓝色线,
we have the blue yarn, it's heavenly.
有紫颜色,
purple speaks
朱红色,
of the majesty.
细麻,
and also, fine linen is the holiness.
还有人会仿山羊毛煮的受苦,
and also, some people would spun the goat's hair.
今天呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 姊妹们 在教会中的服侍很重要。
Brothers and sisters, today sisters' service is so important.
你要会做个纺线的人。
You have to be the one who knows how to spin.
有的姊妹一拉就是条属天的线。
Some people would draw out a heavenly line.
这个穿针引线，这个尊贵的，这个有的时候我们知道，有时候很多人受苦啊，我们也需要用基督的苦难来安慰他们。
Some people would are able to comfort all those who are suffering through these women's work.
很多的人呢，大家一同来。
So many people, they come together to work.
甚至说他们个人离开自己的工作。
And each one would leave their own work.
这讲到在侍奉上要专心。
It tells us that we have to be concentrated in our service.
他们做神所吩咐的工。
They would do the work that God commanded.
他每一样的事情都是按照神的指示。
Everything they did was according to God's instructions.
因此他们就把神百姓所献的礼物，最后呢，就把那个整个会幕建造起来。
Therefore, through all the gifts from all the people, they build up this tabernacle. We thank God.
不仅摩西有山上的样式。
Not only that Moses had this pattern on the mountain.
山下有神百姓的中心。
But we also see at the feet of the mountain, we see people's faithfulness.
他们的中心显在哪里呢？
Where did they show their faithfulness?
他们的中心就显在会幕的每一个细节的事情上。
They show their faithfulness in every detail, every item in the tabernacle.
没有一样的东西是按照他们自己的兴趣，按照自己的意思。
None of the things in the tabernacle was done by their own interest.
所以真正的忠心就是一切都照神所吩咐。
So real faithfulness is simply doing everything according to God's mind.
在出埃及记第四十章。
In Exodus 40,
八次讲到说照耶和华所吩咐他的。
8 times the scripture says,according to God's commandments. Every furnishing is placed according to God's commands. It's in such a condition that the tabernacle was finished. Therefore, Moses blessed for, the tabernacle. He was filled with this joy. As they raise up the tabernacle, every furnishing is placed in the right spot. And the whole tabernacle was anointed with the anointing. And the priest put down the holy garments and served God.
就在这个时候,
right at this time.
弟兄姊妹们, 有云彩遮蔽整个会幕。
Brothers and sisters, the cloud covered the tabernacle.
神的荣光充满在那里。
God's glory filled it.
神的心何等的满足。
It tells us that how satisfied God's heart was.
神在这里的确找到了一般忠心的人。
Truly God had found a group of faithful people.
他们遵行了神的话语。
They obey God's word.
他们按照神的心意建造了会幕。
They built up the tabernacle according to God's command. When the tabernacle was built up,
因为神的荣光充满在里面。
Because God's glory filled it.
连摩西都不能进会。
Even Moses could not enter yet.
弟兄姊妹，因为摩西还是个天然的人。
Because Moses was still a natural man.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
在教会历史上也曾经出现过这样的光景。
In the church history, we also see similar conditions.
当教会被带到完满的心意中间的时候，
When the church was brought into the consummate heart of God,
任何天然的东西都进不了教
会。 Any natural thing would not enter it.
弟兄姊妹，那是何等荣耀的光景呢？
Brothers and sisters, what a glorious condition this is.
其实弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters, when you think this carefully,
这个会幕没有多大。
This tabernacle, it wasn't big.
光我们今天这个大厅里面可以放好几个会幕在里面。
With this sanctuary we have now, we could place many tents here.
小小的一个会幕。
It's a very small tabernacle.
但是考验了神百姓的忠心。
But it tests God's people's faithfulness.
神就是愿意住在这么个小小的。
God is willing to dwell in such a little tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，神愿意降卑他的自己。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to humble himself.
哪里有忠心的人？
So today, where the faithful people are,
也不在乎他们所建造的那个聚会有多大。
Now it doesn't matter how big the building that might be. As long as they are faithful, God is willing to dwell in their midst.
所以你看见在亚细亚的七个教会里面，
So you see in the seven churches in Asia,
腓拉铁腓的教会得神的称许。
Now the Church of Philadelphia is mostly praised.
那是个小教会。
That's a very small church.
可能没有多少人。
Maybe not too many people.
但是因为他们在那里真是能够按照神的心意在那里生活。
Because they were doing according to God's mind.
所以神的心就满足了。
There, God's heart was satisfied.
所以云柱在他们中间可以引导他们。
Therefore, the pillar of fire, pillar of a cloud would lead them on.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
今天神呼召我们。
Today, God called us.
不仅忠于他的名。
Not only to be faithful to his name.
不仅忠于他的自己。
To himself.
我们要忠于他的托付。
But,be faithful to his entrustment.
这是在末了的时代啊，神心中啊最重视的一件事情。
This in this very end time, these are the things God treasures most in his heart.
并且这件事情不是任何一个人能完成的。
And in this man, not a single one could accomplish it.
那需要我们弟兄姊妹们大家一同来完成。
It needs all the brothers and sisters. We will do it all together.
愿主回来之前。
Before the Lord returns,
主在你们中间能得着忠心的百姓。
May the Lord gain those faithful people among you.
不仅带领的弟兄们里面的意向是清楚的。
Not only the brothers who are in charge have this clear vision.
每一个弟兄姊妹都在这里尽忠心。
But every single brother and sister will be faithful.
我们每一个人为自己活。
None of us lives for ourselves.
也没有一个人在聚会中要得什么利益。
None of us is seeking his or her own interest.
全心为着神的心。
But wholeheartedly for God's purpose.
时间已经不多了。
Brother and sister, time is short.
机会也不多了。
Not too many opportunities are left.
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
愿我们成为山下忠心的一般百姓。
May we become people who are faithful at the feet of the mountain.
我们请低头这些祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we are filled with such gratitude and joy.
我们深信你仍旧在我们中间做工。
We are convinced that you continue to work in our midst.
主啊，把忠心赐给我。
Oh Lord, grant to us this faithfulness.
让我们因为全心的信赖你。
But so because we wholeheartedly trust in you.
在教会的生活中，一切事物都按照你的吩咐。
So that in our church life, we will do everything according to your command.
求你给我们有清楚的意向。
Oh, may you give us this clear vision.
好叫我们在你所托付的事情上能忠心。
So that in the matter of entrustment, we will be faithful.
主啊，时候已经到了末了。
Lord, we have come to the end time.
我们何等需要你的怜悯。
Oh, how much we need your mercy.
都是没有你自己的工作。
Without your own work.
我们实在不能做什么。
We really cannot do anything.
主，我们对你说，我们在这里。
Oh Lord, we say this to you. We are here.
求你得着我们。
May you gain all of us.
在这个最紧急的时刻里面得
着
我们。
In this most urgent time, gain all of us.
好，叫我们能够在这末世。
So that in this end time,
一同完成你所要完成的。
Together, we will accomplish what you want us to do.
好，叫我们能和你一同欢喜快乐。
And then we will rejoice and be glad together with you.
祝福你自己的百姓。
Bless your own people.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.